KKK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Another sign of a comeback. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. New unemployment claims are down again with fewer people being laid off.
We're actually getting better than expected news again in the jobs picture here. For initial claims, we were looking for 390,000. We came in at 385,000. Again, this is a brand new pandemic low for initial claims. The expectation for the May jobs report for tomorrow, 650,000 is the estimate on jobs, with the unemployment rate ticking down to 5.9%.
Shirelle Cassoni with Fox Business. When President Biden meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in 2 weeks, he's expected to bring up Russian hackers suspected of cyber attacks on a fuel pipeline and a meat processing plant.
The White House says the most recent cyber ransom demand actually came from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. But a White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, says the administration isn't taking any options off the table with regard to a response.
There will be an opportunity for the president to discuss this directly with President Putin to reiterate the fact that we believe that responsible states do not harbor ransomware criminals.
When asked, we believe Russian President Vladimir Putin was testing him, Biden said no.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A few days before that Putin meeting in Switzerland, President Biden and the First Lady will meet with Queen Elizabeth during a trip to England for the Group of Seven World Leaders Summit. More than 3 in 5 Americans eligible for coronavirus vaccines have now gotten one, according to the latest federal figures.
The CDC says 60.2% of all Americans age 12 and up have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, as the Biden administration announces a month of action to reach its goal of getting at least 70% of U.S. adults vaccinated. Colorado will give away $50,000 college scholarships and a push to get those 12 to 17 years old vaccinated.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In Utah, a 9-year-old girl driving her 4-year-old sister crashed into a tractor trailer. Nobody's hurt. The kids took their parents' minivan. They say they wanted to go to California and swim in the ocean. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Workplace safety regulators in California may vote today on COVID-related rules at businesses.
In the middle of last month, the CDC said those who are fully vaccinated no longer have to wear masks even indoors. California health officials said they wouldn't adopt that recommendation until mid-June. And that prompted a delay in the Cal OSHA Standards Board loosening COVID restrictions on employers last month. Today, though, they will revisit a vote on the new rules, and they may be more strict than originally proposed, though they may give employers options. They will discuss continued use of masks indoors, even for those who are vaccinated, and continued physical distancing indoors and at large events through the end of July. Still, another option they may go with is to order businesses to provide unvaccinated workers N95 masks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At least 4 people are reported killed when a bomb hits a minivan in Kabul, Afghanistan. There's no claim of responsibility, but Islamic State terrorists attacked 2 minivans yesterday, killing 10. Lawmakers in Denmark approve a plan to set up a refugee reception center outside the country, likely in Africa, for the screening of people seeking asylum in Denmark. Supporters say it would prevent people from making the dangerous trip to Europe across the Mediterranean Sea. Opponents say the plan is really about deterring people from seeking asylum in Denmark. 3 teams move on, 3 teams are out of the NBA playoffs.
The Atlanta Hawks soar into the second round.
Bogdanovic working off the screen at the cross court. The cutter now sets the screen. There's one.
Marv Albert on TNT. Trae Young with a floater, part of a game-high 36 points as the Hawks defeat the New York Knicks 103-89 and clinch a 4-1 series victory in advance. They'll take on the Philadelphia 76ers in the next round of the NBA playoffs, the Sixers locking up their series with a 129-112 win over the Washington Wizards, the Utah Jazz advancing in the Western Conference thanks to a 126-110 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks go up 3-2 in their best of seven, holding off the LA Clippers 105-100.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
And here is your weather brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. Auto glass repair, auto glass replacement, mobile windshield repair. AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
Up to 83. We've got some sunshine this morning. Partly cloudy, 61. Our low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow we're up to 87. Partly cloudy conditions, down to 63. 89 on Saturday and Sunday, down to around 68 in the evening. What a great stretch of weather we're having. Currently 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, just past the two-week point of the death of Chris Oberheim. His partner, Jeff Creel, acted heroically. It was unbelievably courageous what Jeff Creel did. If you want to say thank you to Officer Creel, 5:30 to 7 Saturday, June 5, day after tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 in Muhammad at Grace Church, 800 West Oak Street. Join us in thanking a hero for his bravery and sacrifice. It's a drive-through card drop-off, and you can wave at Officer Creel from your vehicle. That's what they're planning Saturday. And I would think there'll be a whole bunch of people that want to do that. 5:30 to 7, Jeff Creel is recovering from 3 gunshot wounds. He was able to shoot and kill the killer of Chris Oberheim on that dreadful Wednesday, 2 Wednesdays ago now. That's Saturday, 5:30 to 7 in Muhammad Grace Church is where they'll have that. All right, it's ESPN 93.5. It is June 3rd. It's Thursday morning. And I want you to meet an incredible human being. It's pretty remarkable when you think about your daily struggles. You think about your life in COVID. You think about all the problems you have. It's pretty amazing to learn about Nick Vujicic. Nick Vujicic, an Australian American born without arms or legs, who's become a world-renowned speaker, New York Times best-selling author, coach, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
You see this table? This is where God has me towards his plan and purpose for my life. Now, when I was 8 years old, I had no idea that I'd be able to type 53 words a minute on a normal computer after 2 cups of coffee. And going to the stock market at 17, real estate at 19, graduated as a double degree in accounting and financial planning by 21, giving my first $28,000 to the poor and needy in South Africa by age 19. Now, by the grace of God, a nonprofit organization, Life Without Limbs, has given over to $1.3 million to the poor and needy, and preaching the gospel to many people. Writing books, being in short films, blah, 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 blah. It's incredible and ridiculous to actually believe that God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet.
I am honored to have Nick Vujicic on the phone. Nick, I don't know what to say, except I am so inspired by the light that comes from your face. And you spoke in Champaign-Urbana. Somebody just texted in and said you were here and you were amazing. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, it's been a while. Would love to come back one day.
30,000 speaking requests over the course of your life. Is that true?
It is true. We were averaging 300 a week at one stage. That YouTube video and others got viral. And from schools to organizations to corporations, but mainly Life Without Limbs, our nonprofit that's been out here now for 15 years in America. We just moved to Dallas, and we're just so thankful that doors continue to open, even though quarantine measures have happened over the last 18 months or so, or 12 months. We can still reach people, you know, through medians of online technology.
Nick, how does this happen? How does this little boy with no arms or legs
that tried to drown himself in 6 inches of water to become a light for God worldwide. How?
Well, first and foremost, I give all credit to my faith in God and Him Himself. My parents love me, right? I feel like there's a lot of people who could say easily listening to our conversation here that, you know, they didn't get raised in a home of love. I did. There are many people in the world that, you know, if they had no arms or legs, they would not be able to go to school, you know, and be mainstreamed in with the other kids like I was in Australia. And when I look at that, there are five full life factors. You've got faith, family, friends, finance, fitness. And when you look at these five factors of life, we all need somebody to go through whatever we're going through. Last year, I needed to go through counseling because 2020 was messy for me. And it was just incredibly difficult, even though I've become a resilient person. That doesn't mean now Nick's got it all together. No, whatsoever. Not whatsoever. So we got to understand, what do we do? How do we become resilient? How do we process our emotions? How do we not get flooded with all this negativity and not drown from day to day, and give ourselves time to go through the emotions, process them, and then eventually get back up on your feet?
When did you realize, what age, that you were different?
I realized I was different probably ages 5, but it didn't really matter until I really went to school. It was going to school where I experienced bullying, and I realized, oh, maybe it is weird. And how do you say? Not just obviously noticeable, but that it mattered. I didn't think it mattered until the world told me it mattered. So age 6, going to school.
Okay, then what? And you come home, you have good days, bad days, your parents do everything. I mean, was there homeschooling? Was there such a thing 38 years ago or 30 years ago?
No, you know what? I went to a public school. My mom used this opportunity to be a trailblazing example of her limbless son being integrated into the mainstream school system of Australia in 1989, and I was awarded Young Citizen of the Year at 1990. I was introduced to a computer, and so I became quite independent. But I, yeah, definitely had good days, bad days, but realizing that I couldn't participate in everything, it forced me to have a real honest look at my future from the 8-year-old mind, thinking that, okay, wait a second, my teachers are here not for fun. They're here because of a job. Mom and dad have a job. I'm not going to get a job. Wait a second, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to get a girlfriend. Never going to be happy. I'm going to be alone. I'm just going to be a burden to my parents. Even if I got married, I can't even hold my wife's hand. Even if I had children, how am I going to hold my kids when they're crying? And no one had any answers for me. And no one could ever know what kind of life I was going to live. And my parents said, just do your best and God's going to do the rest. And age 13 was kind of the coming out of my 5-year depression. And it was so during a soccer game. I love soccer. And I hurt my little foot. If you've seen photos of me or videos, you'll see on the bottom left of my torso, I've got a appendage, a little two-toed foot that enables me to be mobile. And I hurt it so bad playing soccer that I was in bed for 3 weeks staring at the ceiling thinking, wow, I have a choice. Either to be angry for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. In 2020, I'll be honest, it wasn't just about being thankful for what I still had. It was so bad. When the crap hits the fan, I had to go back to bad days that I've had in the last 3 to 5 years, knowing that this ain't the first crisis of my life, and thinking that was bad. It was hard finding out that my dad had cancer in 2015. It was hard to bury him in 2017. And I still miss him today. but it could have been worse. At least I got to say goodbye. 2016, I was in a hospital in L.A. I had internal bleeding. No one knew about it till my sister told the doctors to get me in the emergency surgical room. What was worse than that? I could have, you know, died. I could have bled to death that night, but my sister saved my life. And so what we need to understand is we're here for a reason. Heaven is real, and that there is purpose. We don't always understand why we go through things. We all go through those emotions. And I just want to be real with the people listening that even the strongest of us, we're not any stronger than you. And so with faith, family, and friends, I got through what I've been through over the course of my life. One day at a time.
Nick Vujicic, I'm saying that properly when I say Vujicic, is that correct?
Yes,
Nick
correct.
Nick Vujicic, it's V-U-J-I-C-I-C. You got to Google him. You got to see what he says. It is stunning, and I don't know if anybody could ever watch 5 minutes of you without crying. It is so inspiring to see what you're doing with the light of Jesus in your face. It's right there. It's palpable. It's like, wow. That's what he's got. And you don't say it's perfect. You're up and down all the time like a human, but you're shining the light. Do you have any idea the ripple effect you're having, Nick?
It's been an incredible ride. Please go to lifewithoutlimbs.org and give us your email address because we'll give you the monthly report. Even though we haven't been able to travel like we used to, we have been on television and digital media telling everyone that God loves them, has a plan for them, and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life to 733 million people so far. And at age 38, it's, you know, kind of surreal. If I had fingers, I'd pinch myself. And I really am thankful for the team and the board and the people who financially support us and pray for us on a daily basis to see that impact. But yes, sir, we get a lot of incredible emails and stories and people who've cut themselves on their wrist, you know, attempted suicide. They're in the ICU and they recover, and their parents show them videos of me talking about hope, faith, and love, and it's saving many people's lives. So I'm very, very humbled and thankful.
Nick, I don't generally go two segments with many people. I would love to keep you if you've got time. I got to do a break, but I want to come back and continue to just talk to you about your life and your successes and amazing how you're doing everything. It is. I'm truly taken back. Would you be okay if we took a break and came back?
Yes, I would love to have a second session.
We awesome. Would love to talk and continue to talk to Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C, what he's doing to inspire despite not having any arms or legs. That's why I want you to go Google, look at him and say, I've got no problems, and this man's amazing. It is truly amazing. So inspiring. We'll be right back with more. Stand by part two of our live segment now with Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. You got to learn his story. It's unbelievable.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's anniversary sale is going on now. For a limited time, save up to 25%. Or get an anniversary rewards card to cover your first 3 months of payments when you finance for 60 months. Plus, shop limited time doorbusters. To share the view from our house, go to ilhomestores.com or hit us on Instagram at ilhomestores. Ashley Home Store, this is home. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
Here's Michelle with her thoughts on the Long Branch Steakhouse.
I had the filet with a salad, baked potato, and green beans, and the filet was cooked perfectly, had great flavor, and normally I only eat about half a steak, and I ate the whole thing.
It was really good.
I would recommend Long Branch to everyone. Anybody listening to the radio, go there. The food is so worth the money that you spend. The drive is worth it.
Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center is excited to welcome you. So many amenities to experience at the pool with the climbing wall, the diving board, the stream bed, the vortex, the wet deck. You can experience sand play and even bring your own food. Plus 8 lap lanes and the slides. All COVID-19 precautions will be in effect. Lap swimming and leisure pools will be open. Remember to purchase your pool passes and punch cards. Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
Steam Camper.
Steam Camper offers summer camps featuring science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics. 2021 camps starting June 7th include healthy cooking and nutrition, drone camp, architecture, web design, coding, digital art, public speaking, video production, and more. Use promo code RADIO before the end of May and get 10% off all camps. Enroll today at steamcamper.com. That's STEAM camper.com.
Camps are hosted at Academy High on Fox Drive in Champaign. All CDC guidelines will be followed.
Steam Camper.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
New claims for unemployment benefits slipped to the lowest level of the pandemic last week. There were 385,000 people filing new claims, down 20,000 from the week before. The number of people still receiving benefits increased, though continuing claims came in at 3.7 million. And because of the short week and the Memorial Day holiday, the ADP National Employment Report for May was a day later than usual. The payroll processing company says private employers created 978,000 new jobs in May. The Labor Department releases the May employment report tomorrow. AMC Entertainment shares are losing ground after rising to a record yesterday. AMC has revealed plans to sell up to 12 million additional shares. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Parkland College summer classes start June 7th. As spaces reopen and life moves in a more positive direction, prepare to move with it by earning your degree or career certificate. Save a ton on your bachelor's degree with Parkland's transferable credits, or get back to work with in-demand short-term training in IT, manufacturing, business, construction, and more. Parkland even offers funding programs that help you cover your tuition. So don't get left behind. Register now at parkland.edu.
I'm back with world-renowned speaker, New York Times best-selling author, coach and entrepreneur, Australian-American born without arms or legs, Nick Vujicic. When you did the 60 Minutes Australia and you were on the diving board, I darn near fell out of my chair going, no, no.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
You did a flip. How did you? And then then you got out with your chin and your chest. What were my problems again today? I forgot. Wow. That was unreal.
I love you, man. I love you. I love that you've seen the videos yourselves. Look, it's understanding that it's not about what the circumstances are. It's about how you deal with the circumstances. And understand that when you don't get a miracle, you can still be one. Mm. I'm not a person to say, you know, just be positive and pray and everything's going to be okay. We all go through ups and downs. Even 2020, you know, went through fear and anxiety a little bit of depression, a little bit of anger. I mean, you know, furloughing people ain't fun. You're not knowing what that, you know, where the bread and butter is coming from. I know that God's going to be with me, but it's still kind of scary when you don't know what you don't know. And you kind of understand when you get through it, that you've not just gone through it, but you've grown through it. And that's how life is. You get stronger and stronger and just take one day at a time. And so Some of us need a friend to talk to. Some of us need counseling. I needed counseling last year, and I'm not afraid to tell anybody that. You know, 2020 was messy for Nikki, and just want everyone to know that you're still here for a reason. Don't ever give up, because beautiful things can still come from broken pieces when you give your broken pieces a chance.
Do you truly have a pair of shoes in your closet?
I do have a pair of shoes in my closet, because I've seen 13, literally right in front of me, miracles of God as we pray for blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear, crooked backs come straight. It would be cool if God gave me arms and legs. You know, knowing that now, being on TV to a billion people in China and a billion people outside of China at age 38, not a lot of people can say that. And I give all thanks to God for the ability to cross boundaries, break down barriers, and build bridges between people and the hope and love found in Jesus Christ. And so, can't always preach, right, where you go, like China, Middle East, Russia sometimes, but you definitely do what you can to then build that brand to then one day be able to hopefully plant seeds of those faith elements and let people know that, you know, a life without God is the worst. You know, many people don't ever step into that realm because he don't make sense to us. But ask the bigger questions, find the answers, because the answers can be found. And so, yes, I do have a pair of shoes in my closet, but I'm not waiting for arms and legs. I'm a limbless man being the hands and feet of God, just like everybody else can, to stand in front of the gates of hell and redirect traffic.
What do you think heaven's like?
Nothing like this. The best of this, is nothing. It's just like saying that our brain just will be in awe for billions of years. Heaven is going to be delightful because there's no bad whatsoever, no bad in our head, no death, no tears of sadness. It's joy. And that's the only reason why I have strength today. Not that things are going good. And today I can tell you things are going good. But even when you are sad and you are depressed, thank God that heaven is real. But this ain't yet. There is hope, and you will get through this. And I believe that we go through our things, our history, as his story, to share with others, you know, how he took my broken pieces and did something beautiful. Everyone has a story to share. I just don't think that everyone understands that yet.
Do you realize in high school I could get to 48 words a minute with 10 fingers and you can do 53 with your foot?
That's so funny, dude. That's funny.
I mean it. I saw that and I said, he's doing emails. Why can't I return emails? He's returning emails. Nick, you're an inspiring guy. How do people connect with you? How do they request you to come to their town and speak?
You know what? We're not really doing that many speeches as much as going to our website. So if anybody, and we're doing live streams. So last night I was live streaming on Life Without Limbs. So check out lifewithoutlimbs.org. Sign up for the newsletter that you'll get the announcements of the next. We do a monthly live stream. So last night I talked about FOMO, the fear of missing out, and how we don't need to feel that ever. And so lifewithoutlimbs.org, check that out. And then go to social media handles, Nick Vujicic, Facebook and Instagram. We've got 14 million social media fans in English and then Spanish. And that's how people can connect with me. And the website is going to be new in about 2 weeks, nickvujicic.com.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing your message and your story worldwide. I can't imagine what it was like to speak to 110,000 people at one time in India. Was that in New Delhi? Was it Mumbai? Where were you?
We were in the jungles of Gujarat, Surat, and that was 2008.
Wow.
And then our largest crowd since then was 800,000 people. In Ukraine, Kiev, September 2017 with 53 million people watching in 26 countries, and that was pretty awesome.
Pretty stunning. A man without arms and legs, or what do you say, the hands and feet of God? It's just, and if you don't get your miracle, you can be a miracle for someone else. Nick, keep up your great work. We really appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you for your time.
No worries, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. If you're feeling down, go check him out, and I think it'll lift you up.
And keep getting lift up with that newsletter, lifewithoutlimbs.org.
It is stunning what the man can accomplish, and he has no arms or legs. And you just imagine. Unbelievable. All right, ESPN 93.5, the news is next. Back with our final half hour of our Thursday program. You may text us 217-359-2255. News next. What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The number of people filing for first-time jobless help last week hits a new pandemic low.
There were 385,000 people filing new claims, down 20,000 from the week before. The number of people still receiving benefits increased, though. Continuing claims came in at 3.7 million.
Fox's Jenny Cosola, ADP, reports there were nearly a million new jobs created last month.
The payroll processing company says private employers created 978,000 new jobs in May. The Labor Department releases its May employment report on Friday.
And Buckingham Palace says Britain's Queen Elizabeth will meet President Biden and the First Lady at Windsor Castle during his visit to the UK to attend the G7 summit next week. It's the group's first face-to-face summit in more than 2 years. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding your next home after selling can be a challenge. It's Diane Ducey. No worries if you call Nate Evans of eXp Realty. He has the tools to help you find the right home and not have to rush through the process. Connect with Nate at nateevansgroup.com.
Join Cunningham Children's Home June 4th and 5th for the 17th Annual Festival of Quilts, presented by Arby's and WCIA. This year's event will be hybrid. Participate in person and online to enjoy all the festival has to offer, including the quilt show and auction, the gift shop and boutique, the bake sale, campus tours, and more. Proceeds raised from Cunningham's signature fundraiser will help to meet the critical needs of the youth, adults, and families served this year. Registration is preferred, but it's easy. Reserve your spot today at CunninghamHome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
Yeah, I tell you what we are our own worst enemy in so many cases where, you know, we tell ourselves things that aren't really true and we believe them ourselves, and then we can't do that because we can't do that because that because they said I couldn't. And we continually to self-talk our way into depression and turmoil and all these things. You start getting into conversations in your head about somebody you're mad at, and then that takes over your brain, and you just got to tell them that thing, and you got to, and then you're...
There's something about negativity.
Oh,
just
boy.
Magnify.
I just avoid it like the plague.
Charles and Fisher texted in to 359-2255. I'm not a very religious man by any means, but I needed to hear this interview this morning. Thank you, guys.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, but I mean, sometimes we just get mired in our own stuff. We forget that it's not all about us. And what is a real medicine for those kinds of feelings is to reach out of yourself and do something for somebody else, like Diane did yesterday. Helping Marcy go to a baseball game for the first time inside Wrigley Field
was a
gift to a 77-year-old that you took your time and effort to do it. Because why? Because you thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
And I just got a thank you text saying, great game, great people, what a day. Thanks again.
Yeah, there you go. Diane does that kind of thing. When you do that, you feel fantastic.
Oh, yes.
You feel fantastic. It's like the medicine you're looking for. When you get bogged down on the bills you can't pay, and all these things that are coming up, and the school thing you can't figure out, and all the things you're trying to balance, and it's just overwhelming. And here's a guy that has no arms or legs, and you're saying, how does that even work? And it works amazingly. He's on a table when he speaks. He goes back and forth, and he has one foot. It's his left foot, and he's able to balance himself and move back and forth. And when I saw him jump into the swimming pool, I thought it was suicide. You have no arms and legs. And yet he came up to the top after doing a flip. How would you do a flip with no arms or legs?
Wow.
And he did it, came up, and bobbed over to the side, mm-hmm. put his chin on the side, pulled his chest on the, and got up. And you're telling me you can't get up? What? No, that's not right. That's not true. You can do anything. And we're given these abilities and talents that your challenge is to figure out what. And he says the answer's out there. And I believe it is too. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather, National Weather Service.
Well, this is motivational in itself. We've got a stretch of nice, almost summer-like conditions. Today's high 83, 63 our low tonight, partly cloudy. We're up to 87 tomorrow, down to 63. 89 the high on Saturday and Sunday, down to 68. 87 the high on Monday. Scattered showers come our way Tuesday, but enjoy the next 5 days as we're into the mid to upper 80s. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
I had this text yesterday. We never got to it. Adam said, I took my 5-year-old girl to youth baseball. They made my kid wear a mask while playing, but not the 5-on-5 adult game that was happening on the other court.
I see.
Well, good news. We're getting through all this thing.
Yes, we are.
We are getting through rapidly, and some of the nonsensical stuff that still happens is starting to dissolve. It is all going away. You're going to be tailgating full force this fall, beginning August 28, when we host Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have full tailgating. You're going to have 100% capacity at Memorial Stadium. You have 100% capacity to cheer on Andre Curbelo and the Fighting Illini basketball team.
Yes.
And you'll have a 100% capacity when the 2020 basketball team walks on the court at halftime. When that ever happens, when Io and Kofi and everybody can come onto the middle of that court.
Oh, man, quite a reunion for us to finally see in person. It'll
be a 10-minute ovation
mm-hmm.
because we couldn't
probably
do
so.
It during the year. And the thing about this last basketball season, we needed it more than ever.
Right.
We needed that lift. Remember how you felt at 5 o'clock on Sunday of the Big Ten Championship in Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that feeling? That ended up being the peak. The valley would come the next weekend. But the peak was pretty darn amazing, wasn't
sure
it?
Sure was.
It was pretty darn Georgie.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievably amazing.
Saying amazing
was
9 times or whatever.
Well, you know what
in the press conference after the game.
The basketball team didn't realize, the coaches didn't realize that we didn't see any of the celebration. We didn't see any of the net cutting.
That's right.
We didn't see any of the interviews. They didn't know that until like last week.
Right, because they went right into Selection Sunday.
They went right into Selection Sunday.
For the NCAA tournament.
They're all cutting the nets down. You usually have the interviews. It went to overtime.
Right.
It messed it up because the world wanted to see the brackets. We didn't get our due. The guys didn't get in a room and get us sit in a chair and see where we're going. We had no clue. So that was a little unfortunate from that standpoint of, okay, way to go. You got the nets. Now let's go into this room. Let's sit down, high five, relax 5 minutes, and then see where we're going. None
That's
of
right.
that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are saying, where are we going? What?
Exactly.
Anyway, it was an incredible year. And when we open up and go 100% on all this stuff, it's just, I'm in big, thick traffic on North Prospect, and I don't care.
Right.
I'm happy.
For sure.
Because they're back. We're back. I was at a live band last weekend. They were people out dancing.
Isn't it great?
Back.
I've DJed like 3 different events inside the last month, and I'm so grateful to be choosing great music and having people come out on the dance floor. It's just such a wonderful experience that I took for granted.
Yep. Well, remember how that was, and then remember when you get frustrated that the person, I'm thrilled. Remember how ghostly the roads were? There was nobody out. Remember, for a while, I had to carry a sheet of paper that announced I was essential. What is that? Ugly. And I do hope that we find out the origins of this. I think it's critical to know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really understand how this could have happened to the world.
Yes.
And understanding that we never, ever, ever, and hopefully it never happens in any of our lifetimes or frankly ever again for our kids and grandkids, but this was a bad one. And it was the worst thing we've ever lived through from the standpoint of unbelievable. You mean they closed, they did what? They shut down what? Over and over and over. Then we got into this awful habit of waiting for our political people to speak onto what I could do.
Right.
Where do I live?
That felt so
and it was and the frustration we all felt from the fact that we're all in this massive cloud and this incredible storm, and yet some had real cover and a really nice yacht, and others had, of us had rowboats.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bouncy, and we weren't sure we're going to make it.
Businesses trying to survive.
So we lost some, and we'll be sad about all of that and all the people, but there was also something that was underlying that we probably are going to be feeling for decades, if not lifetimes, of all the issues we've had mentally.
Yes.
The effect we've had on the child that didn't see friends for a year.
Mm-hmm.
The schools that didn't open up in time, and where you have so many children that are dreadfully behind. How you manage that if there's not a lot of parental support.
But living in fear that if you make the decision to welcome everybody back in person, you're going to make people sick. What a horrible position to be in.
Well, it was a no-win. It really was, because you're never going to convince everybody on something like this. Mm-hmm. And you never convince everybody to root for America in the Olympics. I mean, frankly, you just can't get them all for whatever reason. But this one was really sharp and bold on both sides. You're selfish. You need to wear a mask. You hate people. And you're going, wait a minute, I thought the science said if I'm vaccinated, I have 0%. So you have all of this, it doesn't make sense stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that in, what does it mean? If you're a psychiatrist and a counselor and a psychologist, you'll be working forever. So good for you. All right, sports headlines coming up.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Ensuring peace of mind, expanding business, building strong communities. Realize your financial dreams with Busey Bank. For more than 150 years, Busey's built a foundation of broad financial capabilities, vast knowledge, and close relationships that span generations. You can realize your best future. Busey's right beside you. Member FDIC.
So you are good at what you do. They nominated you to be Law Enforcement Official of the Month. What do you think? I mean, what makes you good at your very difficult work of investigations, and particularly a lot of children involved? Are you good at what you do, obviously, because they're raving about you at Urbana Police Department, so they say, Sergeant Tim's great.
Somewhere along the line, I got involved with the Illinois Attorney General's Office and that crimes against children, and that's why I started doing child exploitation investigations, and seriously, I have three daughters, so I always talk about having the best interest, not just obviously for the community, but there's a ton of value in the internet crime type cases, because there's a lot of it out there, a lot more than people realize, and it needs to be done.
Well, just know that the majority appreciate you, appreciate what you do every day, we appreciate how difficult it is, and we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you're out there keeping us safe, doing stuff that most couldn't do, and you're very special. Thank you for your efforts in keeping us, again, safe from some evil out there, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were going to do our law enforcement official of the month for June. We're getting all the ducks in a row, so to speak, because obviously we want to honor Chris Oberheim in some way.
Yeah, Butch had chimed in earlier today suggesting that, and there's been so many people I've been talking with when I'm out in public that mention that.
Yeah, well, we'll do, again, we want to figure out exactly how to do it. I would think you'd get people that knew Chris come and talk about it, and then that runs for a month just honoring his service, his life. And again, we honor law enforcement every single month here because they deserve it.
And it's great that Grace Church at 800 West Oak in Muhammad is doing a drive-through wave and card drop-off for Officer Jeffrey Creel, who was shot three times on May 19th. All right, off to sports. We had the Cubs winning yesterday over the Padres. So great to be a part of that scene. And Lou Gehrig disease first day, where they saluted Lou Gehrig's in all the Major League Baseball games across the nation. 6-1 was the final yesterday over the Padres. Now they'll face San Francisco with an 8:45 start. Zach Davies to the mound for our Cubbies. And we also had the L.A. Dodgers beating the Cardinals 14-3.
It was ugly. And I don't know what to say about Carlos Martinez. He's got so much talent. I think he might be an example of a guy that just hasn't really reached the potential that he appeared to have. But boy, was that bad last night. He gave up six runs before he got an out. That's not good.
Cincinnati visiting Bush, and it's a 7:15 start. Waino on the mound for the Cardinals. Chicago White Sox and Cleveland postponed yesterday. Now they're at Detroit. NHL action has Colorado on top 2-0 with their win over Vegas in overtime. On to the NBA. The Hawks win the series 4-1 with their win over the Knicks. Philadelphia on top, so the Hawks and 76ers will be going at it after their 76ers win over Washington. Jazz, Utah wins their series 4-1 also, beating Memphis. And Dallas is up 3-2 with their 105-100 win over the LA Clippers. The LA Lakers hosting Phoenix tonight. Suns are up 3-2 in that series. And the Nuggets are up 3-2 as they travel to Portland for their game tonight. As far as Illini news, on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, Mo Gardner, Kevin Hardy, Simeon Rice make the cut. The most recent of our 17 inductees into the Hall of Fame is Dana Howard in
college football Hall of Fame, right?
Yep.
College football.
That's right.
Okay, great.
And Mike Krzyzewski is also trending. The coach for Duke will step down in 2022, and his successor will be John Shire. Mike Krzyzewski, 5 national championships in 41 seasons. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, John Shire taking over a big job, obviously. A Duke man. They wanted a Duke man, even though he really came from Illinois and was coached by Bruce Weber's brother, that we thought maybe we'll get John Shire. He went to Duke, won a national championship, so they got that breed of Dukies that'll take over and line the succession. But I don't remember it happening in such a prominent way, except back to 1980-something, was it? Judd Heathcote was the head coach at Michigan State, and the little-known assistant named Tom Izzo was his assistant, and
he got
named the head guy like 2 years before. Said, Judd's going to retire in 2 years, and he was the guy that took Magic Johnson to they won a national title with Magic. That was Judd Heathcote's team.
I see.
So Tom Izzo was all in the middle of that whole Fab Five thing. He was an assistant coach trying to recruit some of the guys that went to Michigan. And at some point in that book in Fab Five, it said Tom Izzo in the room, dark, by himself, started to cry because they didn't get him. So they all went to Michigan. As we know now, they were paid cash to go to Michigan.
That's right. Coach K with John Shire, who played from 2006 to 2010.
Yeah. So he'll be a young new Duke coach after this season. Mike Krzyzewski was the hot rumor in 1996 when Lou Henson retired, and he'd bought a ground in Muhammad, was the buzz, 400
That's
acres.
Right.
Yeah, that was all about it, man. Everybody couldn't believe it. Krzyzewski's going to come to Illinois. Because he was originally from Chicago, so they thought the tie
Coach
was...
Coach K is 74.
Yep. Okay, 848. We'll check one more weather for you next. If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same as cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Service through trust, integrity, and respect. Hi, I'm Officer Walton with the Champaign Police Department. I'd like to invite you to join our team as an entry-level police officer. Serving the public is more than just a job. It's a rewarding career to help strengthen neighborhoods, safeguard public safety, and to work collaboratively with the diverse community we proudly serve. To learn more and apply for this exciting opportunity with competitive pay and benefits, please visit the Champaign Police Department's website. Are you up for the challenge? Apply now.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
Yep, I'm headed over there. See Ben Quattrone and the good people at Sarah Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be wandering around, and I asked Ben one time if he was okay with me kind of being a groupie.
Okay.
And he said, no, we like you coming over because we believe if you stay long enough, we'll sell you another car.
How's the inventory going for Ben, I wonder? Well, so many people, good. The supply chain has been a real challenge.
I think they've done well. Okay, I think they've been pretty good. And Dale on the pre-owned stuff has been hotter than heck.
And the detailing that you can get done there.
Oh, Brian Dowd, you got to get... Brian Dowd and detailing, we got 2 vehicles ready to go for that.
Exceptional.
I mean, it's like brand new.
Well, your car runs better when you get the dog hair out of it.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I agree with that. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weather National Weather Service.
Up to 82, down to 62 with a few clouds tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 87, low 63, 89 the high on Saturday, down to 66. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 90, low 69. Current temperature is at 73.
All righty.
ESPN 93.5.
We will be into our Friday program, meeting Coach Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny tomorrow at 7:35, as always on Fridays. And the Stever today is still going. We have opened the portal to give people of other day parts a chance. Jets, $25 to eat pizza.
Nice.
Or wings or salads or whatever you want.
Oh, delicious in every option. JetsPizza.com to review the menu.
But you got
to
get a pizza if you've not had Jets, and you'll say, why is this taste so darn good? Well, they make their special sauce from scratch.
And the regular dough they make in the morning.
Yep, and they got the fresh mozzarella block. That comes off a big old block.
Freshly grated.
Yep. So that's why it's different.
Ingredients are great. Yeah. Working there on the positive team is an awesome experience. They're located at Neal and Green and over by Round Barn at Springfield and Mattis.
I bet I could get a job delivering at night.
And you could get that bonus of having the food.
I know. How would that be, though, delivering Jets pizza with that smell? That would be difficult.
Yeah, challenging.
And if I showed up and tried to moosh it together when one slice is gone, would they notice? Okay, so ghoststeever.com. If you're not a member, we're not sure why, because I give you my money to spend, and that's kind of it. You have 7 days to use it when you do get it, and you have to fill out the survey when you're done as to how it went. And I guess if you don't do that, I got to let you go. But there are a lot of people. We have had hundreds of new members over the last month, and we would welcome you at ghoststeever.com, and it's free. And tomorrow, I'm going to pony up at Kelsey Furniture for that Tempur-Pedic bed where Steve on videotape told me, or actually on audio tape, told me it was the best they had ever, he and his wife
like
ever.
Like sleeping on a cloud.
He said best ever. He said it's unbelievable. He said I can't believe it. So
and
anyway.
You really need a good night's sleep. Oh, that's one of the healthy steps in life.
Yep.
217 texter wanted to know, let you know about the podcast. Yeah, we're going to update that all. We had a technical glitch, so I'll get that going later today.
All right. Thank you, Diane Ducey. Thank you what you did for Marcy Steggin, too.
Yes, yes. A great time at Wrigley yesterday. And you hear the Cubs over on US 105.9. If you need a Cubs magnet with the schedule, visit my friends at Minuteman Press and say hi to Paul and Andrew and Lawrence and the gang, because they have that schedule for Cubs and Cardinals totally free, 905 South Neal Street.
All right. You have a good rest
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you very much. Back with our Friday program tomorrow on the short week. Thank you. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Parkland College summer classes start June 7th. As spaces reopen and life moves in a more positive direction, prepare to move with it by earning your degree or career certificate. Save a ton on your bachelor's degree with Parkland's transferable credits, or get back to work with in-demand short-term training in IT, manufacturing, business, construction, and more. Parkland even offers funding programs that help you cover your tuition. So don't get left behind. Register now at parkland.edu.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or your high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and service.
Hey, Illini fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at jetspizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at illinilink.illinois.edu. Go Illini! Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford. And let's face it, when it comes to losing weight, most of us don't care how we get there. Once we reach our goal, most of us end up right back where we started and gain it all back. That's what I love about Profile.
profile. In it for the long haul. Knowing that losing weight isn't always a straight line, there's lots of ups and downs. I'm so thankful for my profile coach, helping keep me on track when I need it the most. Get that free consultation over by AMC Theater in Champaign. Use the code DD when you visit their website, profileplan.com.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Are you ready to travel? It's the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, and you're invited. Hey, it's Stevie J. Finally, we have a trip. Join us along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Lois Wood and our tour leader, Mary Beth Karasik, for this wonderful August getaway. It's August 21st through the 29th. We'll start in Alton, Illinois. We'll cruise all the way up the Mississippi to Red Wing, Minnesota, stopping in Clinton, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Hannibal, Missouri, home of Mark Twain. Join us for this incredible trip on the Mississippi, and all of the crew and passengers will be fully vaccinated. Prices start at just $3,362, but space is limited. You can visit steviejtravel.com, that's steviejtravel.com, to get all your information. Or for more information, just call us, 217-840-9913. For the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, August 21st through the 29th. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go? You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.